because there's nothing quite like seeing an opera live. And we're going to be doing that tonight with a CU production that's coming up of The Coronation of Poppea by Monteverdi, which was completed sometime around 1643. We're not really sure just exactly how it was completed. We don't even know for sure which parts of it were composed by Monteverdi, which may have been composed by other people. So attempting a full production, as Lorenzo Bianconi says, is impossible as long as you're trying to be absolutely authentic. So you have to add some things. For one thing, the score itself has mostly just the vocal parts and not very much instrumental. But it's a lot more interesting when the instrumental parts are added. And the Baroque tradition of improvisation was strong at that time, the early Baroque, in Italy. And so it's likely that there probably was more instrumentation in the live performances that did take place back in the 1640s than we know of for sure today. We also have no incontestable evidence that it's wholly or in part attributable to Monteverdi. It seems likely, because there aren't very many other composers who could write as well as this in those days, but and write with such assuredness. Monteverdi, not the first composer of opera. Paris gets that honor in 1597 with his Daphne, but Monteverdi is considered the first of the great opera composers, the one who figured out the genre in a much better way by having recitatives, arias, duets, trios, choruses, instrumental passages, dances, all kinds of things added to make it the multimedia extravaganza that we know of opera as being today. We don't even know if this was first performed in Venice or in Naples. Some of the passages have been definitely added to this performance as well, and it's an opera that's quite an interesting one, and The Coronation of Poppea is also one that has a lot of political intrigue in it. Poppea and the other people that are around Poppea are not exactly the finest examples of humanity that you're ever going to see. I'd like to play Act 3 of Coronation of Poppea, and then we will also talk a little bit about the upcoming CU production. Let's listen to René Jacobs and the Concerto Vocal with soloists Daniel Burst, Guillemette Lorenz, Axel Kehler, Jennifer Larmour, Michael Sharper, Lena Lutens, and again the Concerto Vocal with René Jacobs on an Harmonia Mundi compact disc, Act 3 of Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea on KGNU's Opera Box.
Thank you. Ancor ti fingi sanguinaria indegna, a Pompea dormiente, ma chi nasti la morte?
Non cercar più la verità di cuore che la tua mano attorni di decoro il mio fine, mentre della tua grazia resto privo, all'infelicità lasciami vivo.
Vivi, ma va nei più remoti deserti di titoli sfogliato di fortune e servate mendico e delitto di flacello e spelonca il tuo delitto. E tu cardesti tanto, oh nobile matrona, per ricoprir costui da portare salutifere bugie. Vivi alla fama della mia clemenza, vivi alla gloria Ripudio, ora è giusta ragione di passare.
io non m'abbasso più. Chi mi diede del tu? Tu? Vostra signoria, chi mi incontra per strada mi dice: fresca donna e bella, fresca, fresca donna e bella, bella ancora. Sembro delle sibille, il leggendario antico, ma mio così maturo, credendo guadagnarmi, per tinta cede grazie da papera. Ed io, fingendo non capir le frodi, in coppa di bugie, beva le lodi. Io nacqui serva e morirò, se rinascessi un dì, vorrei nascer matrona e morir serva, che lascia le grandezze piangendo a morte va. Ma che serve felice sorte, come fin degli stenti, ama la morte.
dell'Asia, a dell'Africa, sa terra, sa terra.
A te l'Europa, a te l'Europa, e mar che cinge e serra,
quest'imperio felice. Ora consacra e dona questa del mondo imperiale, corona,
consacra,
ora consacra e dona questa del mondo imperiale, corona, questa imperiale.
The third act of Claudio Monteverdi's The Coronation of Poppea, the Concerto Vocale, and René Jacobs directing, with Daniel Borst, Guillemette Lorenz, Axel Kerler, Jennifer Larmour, Michael Scherper, Lena Lutens. This is a Harmonia Mundi compact disc, which we played these excerpts from because Colorado University is presenting The Coronation of Poppea. This is a drama about sex, crime, and realpolitik during the debauched reign of the Roman Emperor Nero, turning conventional morality on its head, where virtue is punished and greed is rewarded, which does happen in the real world, let's face it. The score soars, the sensual duet between Nero and his lover, and eventually his wife, Poppea, is at the end there, "I gaze at you, I possess you," the pièce de résistance, sung in Italian here with English surtitles, and the production takes place. It's kind of based on The House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey, the Netflix Real Politics series, Thursday, April 23rd, Friday, April 24th, and Saturday, April 25th. So check out CU Boulder and that production. It's about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock right now here on KGNU's Opera Box, and we want to congratulate all the winners and the finalists, actually, in the 2015 competition for Colorado Singers with the Denver Lyric Opera Guild that just took place a couple weeks ago. And we would like to play some of those winners right now. Our third place winner, Andrew Paulson, second place winner, Tatiana Ogan, and our first place winner, Taylor Raven. Let's start with Andrew Paulson in third place.
Figaro giù, quando plantissimo, sono come il fulmine, sono il fattore della città, città, della città, della città. Apro fino, bravo bravissimo, apro fino, bravo bravissimo, faccio fortuna, di fortuna, di fortuna, non mi chiedo. Ade fortuna, ade fortuna, ade fortuna, non mi chiedo. Sono il fattato nella città, sono il fattato nella città, della città.
Thank you.
And there you have it, our top three winners. Interestingly, the top four winners of the Denver Lyric Opera Guild 2015 competition for Colorado Singers and the finals, those top four winners, three of them were mezzo-sopranos and one was a baritone. So we started with Andrew Paulson, baritone, with Largo al Factotum from the Barber of Seville. And then after that, we heard Tatiana Ogan with Se Romeo Tecuse un Filio from I Capuleti e Montecchi. And then from there, the mezzo-soprano Taylor Raven, who came in first place, we heard an excerpt from Werther. Bringing us up to 1 minute past 8 o'clock and 1 minute past the official end of our Opera Box program, I would like to mention that next week we're going to be hearing the music of Mozart. The Magic Flute will be featured. And that's because, of course, the first week of May is the first full week of May is when the Magic Flute comes to the main stage of Opera Colorado at the Ella Calkins Opera House. Sure hope you'll be there to join us for that. Meet the artists of Opera Colorado's The Magic Flute on Wednesday, April 22nd at noon at the Studio Loft at the Ella Calkins Opera House. Also, Greg Carpenter will be there along with the singers, conductor, and director, finding out more about these great guest artists. So definitely want you to know about that. And the fact that I will be interviewing Greg Carpenter next week right here on Opera Box. I'm Chris Moore. Again, thanks so much for being a part of KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. We flow right now into our A Classic Monday show, and then after this, Present Edge. So all the classical music now is on a Monday evening, starting at 7 p.m. with opera, and then classical music from 8 to 10 every Monday evening with different announcers, and then from 10 to midnight, Present Edge. Contemporary classical, I guess you might say, and sometimes classical and beyond. So do stay tuned for that as well. Stay with KGNU all through the evening and gain some great insights into some new music and some of the great classics as well. We're going to start our hour here with the Devil's Trill Sonata of Giuseppe Tartini. This in the Werkmeister 3 tuning that was popular in the Baroque period. And so this Tartini work will be heard in the same kind of tuning that Tartini intended it for. And it does give a little bit of a different flavor to it. Werkmeister himself, who not only was a great theoretician and a great master of tunings and probably came up with the tuning system that Bach liked the most, he was also a composer of no small abilities. So we will also hear the Prelude in G and its Fugue by Andreas Werkmeister as well. This is from a live performance with the American Festival of Microtonal Music. And not only do they do microtonal music, but they also do the tempered systems, the various well-tempered systems of the Baroque, and before that they can also play mean tone temperament and all kinds of other things as well. Here we'll hear pianist Joshua Pierce and joined by violinist Julianne Klopitek on the first of the performances.